This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And today we're very delighted and honored to have with us Anne Drian. She's the creative force, the driver behind the most successful science franchise in TV history, the Cosmos series, now entering its third installment. The first installment ran in the 1980s. It was called Cosmos, A Personal Voyage, hosted by her late husband, Carl Sagan. And then they went on to write six New York Times bestsellers. And then they produced in 2014 the second installment, Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey, this time hosted by my friend Neil deGrasse Tyson. And now we're entering the third installment, now airing on the National Geographic Channel, and that's called Cosmos, Possible Worlds. And also, if you want to find out more about this program, Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the website. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is The Future of Humanity, talking about going back to the moon, then perhaps terraforming Mars, going perhaps even beyond that into the universe itself. And so once again with us today, we're very delighted to have with us Anne Drian. She's a creator, executive producer, writer and director and driving force behind the Cosmos series. And we should also point out that she's won a series of awards, including the Emmys and Peabody Awards. And now we're entering the third installment of the Cosmos series, Cosmos, Possible Worlds, airing on the National Geographic Channel, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. So, Anne, it's an honor to have you once again on Science Fantastic.
Well, it's an honor for me to be back with you, Michio. What a pleasure.
Okay, well, I understand that when you were a youth, you actually had a rather unfortunate incident which kind of soured you on the idea of science. What happened back then?
Yes, that was really a defining moment for me. I was at a junior high school, what we then called middle school, in Queens, and we were studying pi, and I had a kind of scientific experience when I realized that the ratio 3.14 was applicable to every circle. And so I asked them, I raised my hand, asked my math teacher, is this true about every circle in the universe? And to my heartache, my math teacher responded, don't ask stupid questions. And of course, I burst into tears, totally humiliated, and really was effectively derailed from a life in science and mathematics. But Carl and I were able to repurpose that terrible experience and give it to Eleanor Arroway, who was the hero of our movie and the novel Contact.
Okay, so what brought you back to a fascination for science, starting with the very unfortunate incidents? It must have taken you a while to sort of warm up to science again, right? What happened?
It took me decades, and it really happened when I began to discover the pre-Socratic philosophers, the inventors of science in ancient Greece who would not allow themselves to accept the answer, God wants it that way, or the gods want it that way. They were looking for a natural cause in all things. And I think in some ways that's the greatest intellectual revolution of all time, because it's the only aperture to actually getting at how things work, and as you described, traveling to the planets and to the stars. And so I read about it in the companion book to the new series, that was the moment when I fell in love with science. And then, of course, soon after, I fell in love with one of the people who I think was probably one of science's greatest proponents, Carl Sagan. And then I was able to have a tutorial 24 hours, 7 days a week, that, from really one of the best teachers who ever lived. And so my ignorance is vast, but I was very lucky to have a second chance at learning to love science.
Well, what you produced with your late husband was Cosmos, A Personal Voyage, which is the most watched PBS series in television history. Now, however, before you helped to produce that series, wasn't there this feeling that in the television industry that, quote, science doesn't sell, that the big TV companies were hesitant to put big science on TV because it would turn off the viewers, people would get bored? But didn't you show that there was a real huge hidden desire, a thirst for the public to know something about the world we live in? Wasn't that surprising?
Yes, in a way it was, but of course, because I'm not a scientist, I was kind of an excellent bridge to my co-writers, Carl Sagan and Steven Soder, who were scientists, because I knew that if I didn't understand something, or if I was bored, then the audience probably would be too. And so that was a very effective kind of winnowing process, so that we could, because I had been, raised on popular culture, probably the first generation of baby boomers to be raised on television. And so I had a pretty keen sense of what the audience was looking for. And then, of course, Carl and Steve, with their brilliant scientific imaginations, were just the perfect partners to create something that people in every country on Earth, of every conceivable demographic, could watch and derive a sense of ownership over these ideas that they had been excluded from, and also that soaring feeling of being part of nature that is at the heart of every season of Cosmos and both Cosmos books.
Okay, well, I'd like to now get right into the substance of this interview by talking about this new series, the third installment in the Cosmos series, now airing on the National Geographic Channel, called Cosmos Possible Worlds. And let's just do a few of the episodes that you have in the series. In episode one, you talk about ladders to the stars. And one thing you talk about also is the life of a heretic. A heretic who, quote, found God in the book of nature and opened our way to the stars. Who was that heretic? And tell us a little bit about the first episode, Ladders to the Stars.
Thank you, Michio. What a great question. Well, that heretic was named Baruch Spinoza. And, I am Jewish, and I was always fascinated by the fact
And we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to jump right back into Cosmos Possible Worlds, Episode 1, and you are listening to Science Fantastic. If you want to get on 100 radio stations, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and ask that question about the universe that you've always wanted to ask. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Andrian, and she's the driving force behind the Cosmos series on TV.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Andrian. She's the creator, executive producer, writer, director of a number of great science series, including the most famous one of all, the Cosmos series, now entering its third installment, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's called Cosmos Possible Worlds, carrying on the tradition started by her late husband, Carl Sagan. And so let's just jump right into the series. Your first episode, Ladder to the Stars, as I mentioned, talks about, well, a heretic. A heretic who found God in the book of nature. Wow, that's quite a mouthful. So explain to us this Ladder to the Stars, episode one of your series, now airing on National Geographic Channel.
Well, I'd love to. So I'm Jewish, and it seemed to me that Judaism always had a very broad tolerance for all kinds of people who might be considered heretics. But there was one who was excommunicated by the Jewish community of Amsterdam in the 17th century, and he fascinated me because he was also the person to whom, when Einstein mine was asked if he believed in God, he would invariably reply, yes, I believe in the God of Spinoza, the sum total of the physical laws of the universe. So I had always wanted to do Spinoza's story because I think few people realize that not only was he a heretic, but in his philosophical treatise and his other works, he, more than any other person I can think of at that time, laid the framework for our own constitution in the United States, for the idea that you could not have a truly democratic society if you did not have an absolute separation of church and state. This was what a radical premise this was. And what was so interesting to me about Spinoza, as I get to write a little bit more deeply in the book, is that, yes, he believes that God was the sum total of the physical laws of the universe. And he went to great pains to say, do not look for God in miracles, because miracles are violations of the laws of nature. It's in the laws of nature that God is best understood. And what's amazing is that he was writing this before Newton published his laws of gravity, before so many of the laws of nature that we have discovered since. And I was really struck by his faith in the idea that we as a civilization would come to know those laws. So I found him very inspiring. He took a huge risk to be able to be willing to write and publish the things that he believed. And yet, even though he was once physically attacked by a man with a knife, he never trimmed his sails. He never, created a persona who was probably safer and more acceptable. And so I was very touched by the idea that, I think it was in 1920, that Albert Einstein made a pilgrimage to Spinoza's house, which had been preserved exactly the way it was when he worked there, as a tribute to his influence on our civilization. And so that was, it was fun and very, it was very rewarding for me to be finally to bring Spinoza to a global audience in 172 nations, but also later on to the Fox audience when the show is broadcast later this year on Fox, as well as National Geographic. And so that's one of the great pleasures of doing Cosmos for me.
And I understand that Einstein once said that he felt like he was a young boy entering this huge library for the very first time, this cavernous library full of all these wondrous volumes, and all he could do was take the first book, read chapter 1, verse 1. That's all he could do. And in front of him was this huge library of the universe, all the knowledge of the universe. And that metaphor, I understand, comes from Spinoza. Now, also moving on, in episode 5, you have another episode, a rather intriguing title called The Cosmic Connectome, and you talk about an abandoned orphan, who opened our way to understand the architecture of thought, introducing the concept of a galactic network of thought. Wow. So, who is this person, and what is this cosmic connectome?
That's a wonderful question, Nishio. Thank you so much. Well, the cosmic connectome is the idea that we have mapped the human genome, which was obviously an enormous challenge. And would it be possible to map a human connectome, which would be a map of every thought, idea, association, dream, reference, in a single person's brain? And if we could do that, would we develop a degree of communication with each other and understanding with each other that we've yet to reach? And so I was fascinated by that idea. A wonderful artist named Dario Robledo told me this story of a 19th century Italian scientist named Mosso, who used his scientific brilliance to work on the questions of the suffering of the working poor. So he wrote two books, and they were both concerned with the idea of how to alleviate the suffering of working people who had been consumed by the factories of the Industrial Revolution. And he wrote one book about fear and another book about exhaustion. And he was the one who discovered this child, Giovanni Ceran, and who had had a terrible catastrophic fall, and his skull had been shattered, and it afforded Mosso the chance to create this ingenious 19th century apparatus to try to record this child who had been abandoned by his parents, his dream, to find the material reality behind a dream. And it's so astonishing that he was able to actually accomplish this, something that, working with the apparatus available to him in the 1870s, I mean, think of that. That's a world that's almost as different from ours as the medieval period. But he did record this dream. And that was the inspiration for that chapter and that episode. The idea that in the years since Hippocrates, one of the pre-Socratic scientists that I revere, in the thousands of years since Hippocrates wrote his treatise on the brain and on epilepsy called Sacred Disease, up to the time when Mosso was working in Italy in the 19th century, we had discovered so much more about the universe than we knew about our own brains. Our brains were still far more enshrouded in mystery than our understanding of the universe of that time. And so this episode and this chapter is an exploration of where we've come since, including, this dream of mapping the cosmic connectome, the human connectome, with your sense of what the scent of lilacs means to you, what a song means to you, every memory, every association, it's there in your brain. And if we can map the human genome, I wonder if it isn't possible to do the same with the connectome.
Okay, well, moving on, let's talk about episode 6, The Man of a Trillion Words. And of course, we're talking about your late husband, Carl Sagan, A Man of a Trillion Words. And, well, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue our discussion with Andrian, the driving force behind the historic Cosmos series now airing on National Geographic TV. And give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Surveillance images show an RV in downtown Nashville hours before it exploded on Christmas morning. Witnesses heard a message playing from the vehicle stating to clear the area and that a bomb would detonate in 15 minutes. The bomb went off a short time after police started evacuating buildings. Don Cochran, United States Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, says all hands are on deck investigating.
We are devoting the entire resources of the Department of Justice to help in their investigation. FBI and ATF are taking the lead in this investigation.
Three people were wounded in the blast. Tissue was found near the site, but authorities have not said if it was from somebody inside the vehicle or if the explosive was remotely detonated. Authorities are investigating a Christmas night murder in a small town in central Arkansas. Five people were found dead at a residence in the town of Atkins. The Pope County Sheriff's Office believes all five were relatives. This is USA Radio News. Ohio and Pennsylvania had a white Christmas with more than a foot of snow. Drivers tell Fox 8 in Cleveland.
The roads are real bad. Ice, rain, slick. It's bad out here. You got to have a four-wheel drive like this.
When you guys said it was going to snow, I wasn't expecting us to get it quite as much as we got. Kind of surprised.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol kept busy with crashes and helping stranded drivers. Snow, heavy rain, and winds knocked out power to tens of thousands of residents in the Northeast. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang could be running for mayor of New York City. The tech entrepreneur has filed paperwork to run in the primary election this coming June. CBS News reports Yang is also under consideration for the position of Commerce Secretary in the incoming Biden administration. The mayoral field is pretty crowded with nearly 40 candidates. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's second term ends in 2021. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're very honored to have with us today Andrian. She's the creator and driving force behind the Cosmos series, which made history. In fact, it is the most successful science franchise in TV history. Hundreds of millions of people have watched the show. It's by far the most heavily watched PBS science series, and is now entering its third season with Cosmos Possible Worlds, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson on the National Geographic Channel. Well, when we last left off, we were talking about Episode 6, The Man of a Trillion Words. And we are talking about Carl Sagan, her former husband. And it's mentioned here in the blurb that there was a clash of titans. His mentors had a scientific disagreement. So what was that scientific disagreement, and what are some of the things that helped shape Carl Sagan's character and his drive to reach the average person concerning the wonders of the universe?
you know, you're asking such great questions. Well, the two mentors were, of course, Gerard Kuiper and Harold Urey. And I ask you to go back to a time before the space age, before Sputnik in 1957, before anything of ours had ever been launched into space. At that time, the scientific disciplines were rigidly separate from each other. There was no journal in which a geologist could talk to a physicist or a chemist or a biologist, God forbid. And they were rigidly separate. But of course, if you're going to explore the cosmos and send your robot emissaries out into space and begin to explore these new worlds, then you need the scientists of the different disciplines to intercommunicate. And so it turned out that both men, Urey and Kuiper, came from very hard-scrabble childhoods. They were not considered at the early 20th century to be the kind of material for great scientists. And yet they persevered. And that Kuiper became the only planetary astronomer on Earth. And the very first, really. And Urey was a chemist, Nobel laureate, for his discovery of an element. And they tangled with each other at the dawn of the space age, which they both contributed to enormously, because I think they were alpha males who had a hard time with the idea that their particular area of expertise might be invaded by someone from another discipline. At any rate, they had only a single graduate student in common, and that was Carl. And so, you know, his own parents had a beautiful relationship with each other that was only ended by his father's death. And yet, the enmity, the anger between these two men was so ferocious that he at one point said that he felt like a child of divorced parents because, you know, he would travel from one camp to the other. But they both men really contributed to the
Okay, and we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the Cosmos series, perhaps the most successful science franchise in TV history. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Ask that question, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So stay tuned for the next segment of our interview with Andrian, the driving force behind the Cosmos TV series.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
By Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're very delighted to have with us Andrian. She is the creator and driving force behind the most successful science franchise in TV history, the Cosmos series. Part one was hosted by Carl Sagan, her late husband. Cosmos, A Personal Voyage. Episode 2 was aired in 2014, Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey, hosted by my friend Neil deGrasse Tyson. And Episode 3 is now being aired on the Cosmos series now, Cosmos Possible Worlds. 13-part episodes in the third installment of the Cosmos series. So, Anne, we talked a little bit about your late husband, Carl Sagan. I actually interviewed him once, and Carl told me that one of his driving themes is to make sure that humanity becomes a two-planet species. He told me that, the Earth is in the middle of a cosmic shooting gallery, and it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before a big rock hits the Earth and upsets everything. So what are your thoughts about some of the themes that Carl was trying to get across to the world's public?
Well, I think, first of all, because of his love of democracy, his love of the idea that we could all be informed decision makers, and that we would have the great baloney detection kit of science in our brains, internalized as a way of seeing absolutely everything, and most importantly, as a way of knowing when we were being manipulated or deceived. I think that was the dream that animated him the most. He had fallen in love with science, and as he often said, when you're in love, you want to tell the world. And so he wanted to share his knowledge with absolutely everyone. And even though he was, a working scientist, co-author or author of some 600 refereed scientific papers, at a time, by the way, when scientists, like yourself, really risk a great deal by communicating with the public because of the resentment and disdain of other scientists, Carl really, he wanted us to become a scientifically literate civilization. And yes, he understood that the grace of the habitable zone is fleeting, and that we are moving out of our beautiful place in the habitable zone by a few feet every year. And so in the longest term, there will be a time when we will have to be able to live on other worlds. together now to listening. You know, I'm really struck at this moment during the coronavirus that this is the first time that the whole world has stopped because of what the scientists have told them. And yet the scientists have been predicting the danger of climate change for 60 or 70 years, and their prophecy has been amazingly accurate. And so here we are, you know, listening to the scientists for the first time as a global civilization. And what I'm hoping is that this horrendous experience that we're all going through will lead to something great, which is a much greater respect for science and also an awakening from the sleepwalking that we've been doing for so long in the face of environmental destruction, habitat destruction, and the effects, the egregious effects of climate change.
Well, well said. Moving on, in episode 8 of your series entitled The Sacrifice of Cassini, you talk about a scientist in World War I fighting for his life, and he writes a letter. He writes a letter addressed to people 50 years in the future about going to the moon. So can you tell us a little bit about The Sacrifice of Cassini, episode 8? Well, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, let's talk about your new series, Cosmos Possible Worlds.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're very honored to have with us today Andrian, the driving force behind the Cosmos series, perhaps the most successful science TV series of all time. She's won a number of awards, including Emmys and Peabody's. She helped to co-produce the feature-length film Contact, starring Jodie Foster. And once again, we're talking about the three-part series, Cosmos. Cosmos Part 1 aired in the 1980s. It was the most successful science series of all time. Then in 2014, Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey aired, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. And now, National Geographic is airing Part 3, Cosmos Possible Worlds, 13 episodes in this series. Well, Anne, where we last left off, we were talking about a scientist who, in the middle of World War I, writes a letter to people 50 years in the future when one day we'll go to the moon. Could you elaborate a little bit about that story?
I'd love to. There are a number of heroes, searchers, in both the book and the show that I'm very proud to have unearthed. Their stories have been either forgotten or never before told. One of them is a man from the Ukraine named Kondratyuk. And I found him because I wanted to know who discovered gravitational assist as a means for propelling spacecraft using the gravity of a moon or a planet in order to send them deeper into space. And I kept looking and looking, and I finally found Kondratyuk and discovered an even more interesting story. And that was that this man, who had been a soldier in the First World War, sitting in a trench, had begun his masterwork, which was a letter to the future. And it begins, "To you who will mount the first expedition to the moon, be not afraid. There is no physical obstacle to you, to your accomplishing this feat." And he began to describe essentially the outlines of the Apollo mission. His book was self-published. He was persecuted throughout his life, his very short life, and he never knew that because of him, the Voyager and so many other of our spacecraft have been able to accomplish such mythic feats. His book was self-published, circulated only among other scientists, and it wasn't until the Apollo mission in the late 60s had really hit a wall, because they had their means of going to the moon was called direct approach, which meant sending a massive rocket to the landing it on the surface of the moon, taking off from the surface of the moon, and then landing it again on the surface of the Earth. It was a completely untenable way of approaching a moon landing until Kondratyuk's beautiful manuscript was rediscovered. And in it, he described precisely how it would happen. He had a lunar orbiter. He had a lunar lander. He had one cosmonaut, astronaut in the lunar orbiter, while two cosmonauts took the lunar lander down to the surface of the moon. And the entire mission planned out. And really, it was that mission outline that successfully brought don't understand why in the 1960s, during the nuclear arms race and the antagonism between what was then the Soviet Union and the United States, that NASA wasn't in a big hurry to recognize this Russian scientist. But what I found intriguing was that when Neil Armstrong returned, in the year after he returned from the moon, he made a pilgrimage to Kondratyuk's miserable little cottage in the Ukraine as a kind of way of repaying a debt. And so I took that to be a very decisive confirmation that Kondratyuk was really the hero of engineering and science. And it was time for all of us to be able to know who it was who really got us to the moon.
Okay, and also you mentioned the coronavirus. Let's talk about episode 12 of your series, Coming of Age in the Anthropocene. That is the question of, if people are being born now, what kind of world are they going to grow up in the 21st century? Are we going to see hope? Are we going to see destruction? So what are your thoughts about episode 12 when you talk about coming of age in these perilous times?
I really think it depends upon how much we respect the methodology of science and its ability to help us get through our technological adolescence. You know, that's why the book and the series are so filled with hope, because I know when I was an adolescent, I was a total mess. Irresponsible, thoughtless, sloppy, not completely concerned with reality and truth, reckless. And so, you know, I don't know anybody who didn't at some point in their adolescence seem kind of like hopeless. And that's how I see our civilization. We are in that technological adolescence. The book and the show, they are about a great future.
Okay, and we have to unfortunately end this interview. Once again, you've been listening to Andrian. She's the driving force, the creative force behind the most successful science franchise in TV history, the Cosmos series. And the third installment, Cosmos Possible Worlds, is airing on the National Geographic Channel now. And also, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask your question on 100 radio stations, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.